Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, Excellencies, colleagues. My delegation would like to express its gratitude to all the panelists and to the Commission for organizing this intersessional panel. Engaging with the digital environment is an integral part of our daily experience. And in recent years, rapid advancements in the digital sphere have touched upon the essential nodes of human existence, necessitating a creative effort of thought and action. Among such efforts, the adoption of the Global Digital Compact represents a significant milestone in fostering international cooperation. And in this regard, the CSTD can play an important role in examining science and technology questions with an enhanced focus on digital equity. In particular, the Holy See would like to draw attention to three specific areas. First, we consider the CSTD as uniquely positioned to advance discussion on the governance of AI, informed by the multidisciplinary independent international scientific panel on AI and the policies dialogue established under the GDC. And in this regard, the CSTD can, inter alia, facilitate the creation of comprehensive guidelines for the ethical development of AI, provide a forum to share best practices, and foster partnerships. And these efforts, in our view, can be also instrumental in the long term in finalizing an ethical framework for the governance of AI that would underpin an international instrument regulating the development and use of AI in its many forms. Second, AI technologies rely on two pillars, computing capacity and data. And these, both of these must be harnessed in order to fully benefit from the promises of these systems. Therefore, the provision of technical assistance and capacity building to strengthen computing capacity in developing countries, coupled with a framework for data governance, which is also the CSTD has been tasked with in the GDC, should underpin efforts in this area. Finally, third point, my delegation wishes to reaffirm that each person must have access to the level of well-being necessary for his or her full development. Consequently, universal, meaningful, and affordable access to digital technology and connectivity must be guaranteed to all. And in closing, just one question, perhaps it's more addressed to Mr. Stotti. He mentioned in his presentation UNESCO contribution to WISIS, and he touched upon several action lines and the role of the work that UNESCO has been doing on AI. I think it's one of the first, if not the first, agency within the UN system that back in, already in 2020 and then 2021 started working on AI with the ethical guidelines. And he mentioned the development of AI guidelines for judicial system, the AI in education, and the Business Council on Ethics of AI. So if you can further, I was a bit curious about the Business Council on Ethics of AI, if there is possibility to further elaborate, and if UNESCO is working also in other area on this specific topic. Thank you very much.